A mighty welcome into the Grill Room on this special week. Hi, I'm Bob Bubka, alongside of Jay Randolph Jr., and you know him better as STL Golf Geek. And Jay, before we get to the Masters, this bulletin just into the Grill Room studio, they released a report on Tiger. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet, but he was clocked at about 85 miles an hour going down that hill. And then when he swerved over the medium, they say he hit the accelerator by mistake, getting the vehicle up to 99 miles an hour when it finally came to rest. We thought it was a miracle, Jay. Now that we have that information, even a bigger miracle.
I mean, frankly, it's stunning. And it makes you wonder why in the world was he going 85 in a 40-mile-an-hour speed zone. You know, it brings up a lot of questions that people have been wondering, but at least now the information is out. And, you know, I don't know. One of the initial reports was he was in a hurry to get there for the photo shoot. I don't know. I mean, you know, I understand going 20 miles over or 15 over, but good Lord, going in that little area, going 85, and we'll have to see. But as you said, it's a wonder not only was he not in a worse situation or somebody else.
Yeah, that's the main point. God forbid he had taken the life of anybody else. He's up and around. Players have gone to visit him. We give a big Grill Room salute. Tiger, get better fast, my man. We miss you. All right, before we get to the heart of the Masters, let's talk a little Jordan Spieth. Quite an amazing win at Valero Texas Open, Jay. But the point I want to get, in your opinion, does that help him win the Masters or hurt him win the Masters?
I don't know whether it does anything. I think it's so meaningful. This guy was at the top of the heap and then became a run-of-the-mill guy, and barely that. And I mean the fight his way back. When you look at what he's done since missing the cut at the Farmers Insurance at Torrey Pines, and the fourth, and the third, and the fourth, and then the W. I know he didn't fare well over the weekend to the Players, but I mean, he's played better than anybody in the world since the Farmers Insurance Open. I mean, there's the one sense, Bob, where you say, well, the mo is with him, the momentum. I mean, it was with him going into Texas, and he took advantage of it and won on his home turf, and it was great. And then there's the other thing is that after such a long fight to get back, you know, not only to get back to where you're competing at the top of a leaderboard, but to get it done and do it in your home state and then have to go to Augusta where you've had tremendous success. Maybe it's too tough, but I just think it's fantastic. And the golf world really benefited from that victory. He had a good fan base going. And a lot of people like me just wondered, what in the heck is going on? He can't beat Bob or I half the time anymore. And then all of a sudden, to put it together the way he has with the hard work, it's awesome for Jordan Spieth, and I think he's got a big shot at the Masters. He's the second choice.
Well, let's see what he had to say after that Valero Texas Open.
I feel grateful. I feel really, you know, it kind of bounces off and on right now when it hits me that, you know, I'm back in the winner's circle. It's just been, you know, it's been a road that's had a lot of tough days, and I've had people in my corner that have always believed in me, and even when, you know, I've kind of believed less in myself. So I just feel a lot of gratitude to those who have helped me kind of get back here. And, you know, my wife has been just a rock to me. You know, this is my first win since we've been married. So it's been progressing this way since maybe December, but before that, there was a lot of tough times, you know, and when you're struggling at work, you know, you try not to bring it home and that kind of stuff. And it's, I'm very grateful for the people that I have around me. I'm blessed with a great family who's always, you know, just looking out for my best interest. And I've got an amazing team, and I get put in position, and I've got full trust in everyone that's on my side, that they're going to be the best at what they do, and I've just got to go out and feel the freedom to go enjoy playing golf. I've got quite a bit to piece together in my game, so it's actually pretty easy for me to put my head down and actually focus on getting to work for this next week. I mean, I've got some things that regressed a little bit in my swing over the weekend this week versus how good it kind of felt maybe Thursday, Friday. And so it's actually pretty easy, because until I get to hitting, you know, 8 out of 9 or 9 out of 10 shots the way that, you know, a couple of them felt on Friday, I'm not done working at what I'm working on. I mean, and when I look visually at kind of my action right now, it's kind of, there's some good pieces to it that are close to at least matching up into the golf ball appropriately, but the consistency and the cleanup and kind of the tightness of the swing has still quite a ways to go, and that excites me. I mean, that really excites me at this stage where I'm at.
All right, let's go on to the Masters. I heard Greg Norman say to win the Masters, your bag has to be have 14 clubs in it, plus a great mental attitude. We got to agree with that, Jay.
Well, that's coming from a guy that doesn't have any Masters championships and should probably have 3. So he knows, and he knows of the heartache and how that golf course could jump up and bite you. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of cool that we're just 6 months removed from Dustin's romp. I mean, you're hearing about the golf course playing firm and fast. It'll be interesting to see the weather, you know, how will weather be a factor? They're talking about rain maybe Friday and Saturday, but you know what? It's the Masters. And, you know, I grew up as a U.S. Open guy because that's what my dad was, kind of. But after I went to the University of South Carolina and took my first trip down there, you know, as a freshman, I'm a Masters guy now. I mean, the Masters to me stands a little bit apart. And probably because it's at the same place and we know it and the history and all that stuff. And I'm such a golf geek. I've been watching on YouTube. Thank God to the Masters for doing this. They put all the final rounds on YouTube. So anybody can watch any final round. You can watch Jack. You can watch my man Bob Golby pull it off in 1968. You know, it's a special deal. Nobody knows better than you.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's nothing quite like the Masters, and the Masters are going to get a little bit better this week. The honorary starters, Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus, but they're bringing in Lee Elder. He was the first black player ever to play in the Masters, and now he joins that twosome of Player and Nicklaus. Good on the Masters for making this happen.
Love me some Lee Eldorado. He is the best. I've been lucky enough to have dinner with him on 3 or 4 occasions, and his bride. Spent a lot of time up in the D.C. area working for different clubs before he got the opportunity to try and make it and forge through and be a champ, and was, of course, the first African-American ever to play in the Masters. And it'll be great that he'll be there with Gary and Jack, my man, Mr. Smooth, Lee Elder.
And, of course, there are only 3 amateurs that are being first-time starters, I should say. 6 players are making their debut. 3 are amateurs. But we do have 18 past champions in the field. So I'm sure that was a pretty good dinner on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and Dustin provided it and had a number of different things for everybody to enjoy. And you mentioned 18 past champions. I mean, you start with the guy that won in November and won by 5. And you might forget that when Tiger Woods won here in 2019, Dustin Johnson tied for 2nd. So, you know, he's got a huge opportunity. While he hasn't necessarily played his best, this is when he rises to the occasion. So he's got a huge chance. Then you go to JT. Yep. I mean, then you go to Justin Thomas. I mean, Bob, this guy won the Players and, you know, is, depending on the week, the best player in the world. I mean, that's just who Justin Thomas is. He's got a huge chance. We just talked about Spieth trying to get his 4th major and his 2nd green jacket. you know, those are just three guys we've mentioned, and we're going to mention a whole lot more.
Yeah, a little neat note on Justin Thomas. The average number of starts a player has before winning a Masters happens to be six. And this is Justin Thomas's sixth start in the Masters. So if you believe in a little voodoo, you might want to think about that. And now we go to the elephant in the room. And it's a smaller elephant because he's lost some weight. But Bryson DeChambeau, he's ready to unveil some big power on Augusta National. I don't know if he's going to go full out when the tournament starts, but if he does, it sure should be very exciting.
Bob, did you see the video with him and Vijay on the range?
I did.
Okay, I mean, I don't even know how. I mean, and Vijay just did. Vijay, who's the king of the range, he didn't know what to say. I mean, he did not fire in November. Barely made the cut. But if you look back and look at some of the spots he was in, huge. There's a theory out there that with it being firm and fast, it doesn't necessarily benefit Bryson. I'm not so sure that that's the case. I mean, he knows. I mean, let's be honest. If he puts on the type of show that he did at Wingfoot, he could win by 10 and break the scoring record. I mean, that's the ability that this guy has. Now, he also has the ability to miss the cut. So, you know, that's why he's one of those figures that is such a, you know, everybody kind of seems to focus on. So what do you expect from him?
Well, he's the mystery man as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he goes out there and launches a couple. Let's say even on number one, he'll probably take a 3-wood. And if he puts it 10, 15, 20 yards in front of that green, he's going to be off and running because he's going to have no more than a 9-iron or a wedge for his second shot into that par five. So we'll have to wait and see. I did get an alert from people that control the spotlight. They have a missing player. They can't find him anywhere. They're getting a little nervous. And I'm talking about Rory McIlroy. Not under the light for the first time in a long time. Could this be a big benefit for McIlroy?
No question about it. We talked about in 2019 his tremendous consistency across the board. Thought that might translate into success in the majors last year. No. Now somewhat under the radar. Everybody's talking about Bryson. Here's JT and DJ, and now Spieth has got the W. And Rahm's there, and you got others. So maybe Rory being a little under the radar could lead to that dramatic Sunday where he completes the career Grand Slam. The benchmark in the game is having a career Grand Slam. And he's got a shot to do it this week.
And, of course, you mentioned his name. You've been a fan of his ever since his college days, and I'm talking about Rombo. But Rombo now, the proud daddy of a little baby boy. Boy, I think that's going to be a big benefit for John when he's out there playing. If he starts to fret over a poor shot, he may think, wow, maybe my son needs his diaper change right now. This bad shot's not that important.
Nothing better could have happened than to have this child before this championship. He's in a good mental place, which helps him with the attitude, which sometimes gets in his way. He's been all over leaderboards all year. I think putting will be the key, and him not getting frustrated with the putting. We know it's going to happen. At some point, somebody's going to make him the fourth Spaniard to win the Masters. And I hope it's this weekend, and so does my DraftKings team. Go, Rombo.
Well, I got another one that I'm hoping will get the job done. Never thought I'd be saying this in 2021, but Lee Westwood, a dear friend, really has a realistic chance to win his first major. his 19th Masters. He's playing very well coming in. He credits a new attitude. He's got his son on the bag. Can Westy get the job done?
Somebody did in 1986 who we weren't thinking was going to win a major championship, and that was Jack Nicklaus, who was on his bag. Jackie. I mean, it'd be something. It's a huge ask. But with the resurgence of Westwood and the fact that he really is at the I mean, this might be his last chance for a major, or maybe at the British Open this year. Good luck to Lee Westwood. It'd be great to have him part of the story Sunday, along with fellow countryman Paul Casey, who is just consistent as they come, was a standout at Arizona State back in the day when he came over the pond to play collegiate golf. He's done just about everything, won on every tour, but no major. Can he take that huge step as time starts to count, as his majors, in a way, start to count down? I know you got to think Tommy Fleetwood's got a shot.
He really does. He's not playing well coming in, but Tommy Fleetwood has that instant start switch in his golf bag. He gets off and picks up a couple of early birdies. He'll be full of confidence. He may get the job done. Another youngster we got to keep an eye on, Jay, Victor Hovland. He's on an upward march. He's now ranked 14th in the world. He should be well rested after taking a week off. You got to keep an eyeball on him.
Well, let's not forget, we only need to go back to November to a guy who was playing in his first Masters in Sung J.M., who finished second. We also can't forget in November we had Cameron Smith become the first player ever to shoot four rounds in the 60s. Hovland played here in 2019. He made the cut. And shot the opening round, he shot level the opening day, and then one under the next 3 days. So watch out for Victor Hovland. I mean, momentum will be a key thing for him, but, you know, he's got a big opportunity. So does Cantlay. I mean, the thing that Cantlay kind of has had a problem with is finishing it off, and certainly finishing off one of the majors. But you forget that he was the number one amateur in the world. He's had a very good career. Can he take that step to the next level like a Colin Morikawa did last year when he won the PGA Championship? You know, Cantlay sees these other guys who are younger than him stepping in and getting the win. It's got to frustrate him. What can he do this week? We'll see.
Yeah, I like his chances. There's something about Cantlay that makes me think he's going to look mighty good in a green jacket. Tyrrell Hatton, another player from England. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to have the pristine attitude when you play Augusta. He will not display that. He fires up and fires down. But if he can keep that attitude under control for the majority of his time on the golf course, he certainly has a chance. Now we get down to Xander Schauffele. He's always a threat. But I don't know if he's coming into this week on top of his game. He did miss the cut at the Players.
Well, you know, he was second. He was tied for second in 2019 when Tiger won. I mean, yeah, he always seems to kind of go under the radar. I mean, everybody knows he's good. Everybody knows he's become a human ATM machine like Kuchar. But just like Kuchar, he got no master. I mean, he's got no major. You know, so is it time for him? You talk about question marks. I think a lot of people were just flat out surprised that Koepka actually entered and was there on Sunday playing. He says he can't bend his knee, but he's determined to play. Again, a guy who has finished second and played well last year. Brooks Koepka is a major championship dude. But how bad is the injury or his situation going to be affected? And then you've got Sergio. I mentioned the Spaniards that have donned the green jacket. He's been on a roll. I mean, you know, if he's going to win another major, it's probably going to be this one. And maybe he could dial it up right.
Yeah, he's certainly in a good position. And one brief note on Koepka. Let me remind you, out in San Diego, We had a player win a U.S. Open with basically a broken leg. And Koepka certainly looks more like a middle linebacker than Tiger ever did. And then we get down to Patrick Reed, one of the biggest mysteries in the field. You can't count him out. Everything seems right for him. He loves this course. He loves this major. Obviously, it's the only one he's ever won. But his short game around the greens quite often is magical.
He loves this joint. I mean, you know, he's got a huge, huge chance. I mean, you just get a sense that he's going to have a shot going into Sunday. And he may not get it done, but he's going to be there. Bob, some sleepers. Joaquin Niemann is somebody I like this week. Brian Harman, a really good putter. Lefties, as we know, have had a nice run there with Bubba and Phil and Mike Weir. And then Phil Mickelson. Can Phil make the cut? Hell yes, he can make the cut. Can he win? That may be a little bit too much to ask at this point, but, you know, Phil Mickelson is an interesting fella. It's going to be a wild week without Tiger.
Yeah, and there's one guy that's very nervous, and that's the Taylor, because when he thinks of Joaquin Niemann winning, I don't know if he has one that slim, and I'm sure if Brian Harman wins, they don't have one that small. So it should be a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, Brian Harman, inch for inch, is as tough as they get.
Yeah, I think that this has so many different storylines, so many guys on good form. You know, it should be one of the best we've seen. Bob, it's time for us to make our picks. You know who I'm going with. I'm going till he gets it, and that's John Rahm. I love the fact that his wife had the child. He's got that off his mind. Smooth sailing for John Rahm. Let's put that green jacket on. Who do you think is going to win come Sunday?
I'm going to put my few bucks on Xander Schauffele. So don't be surprised when he pulls this one out of the hat and walks off the property with that green jacket over his shoulders.
And I can't wait, and I can't wait to wrap it up with you next week, Bob.
Well, why don't you wrap it up right now, my man?
Well, that's going to do it for this week. We hope you're as excited as Bob and I are. We can't wait for Mr. Elder, Mr. Nicklaus, and Gary Player to step to that tee, and let's get this bad boy going. We'll talk to you next week and wrap up and analyze the 85th Masters.